They always say the first one's the sweetest, but I think that far, I passes it. I mean, that was so, so special today. I mean, like, to come in here and to stop the Kilcar juggernaut that has been steamrolling everything in front of them all year. I mean, like, it's come up with a plan. We felt our plan was good. We told the boys, we stick to that plan throughout the 60, 65 minutes. We felt we'd be there, thereabouts, and I have to give credit to the boys. They were really, really disciplined and handled that plan. The execution of it was second to none. I couldn't ask any more of them. Like,
yeah, got off to a great start, didn't you? The goal, very important.
Yeah, listen, we thought we would do a bit of damage by getting the ball into the six, you know what I mean, and it paid dividends. We looked very dangerous every time going forward, so we put it in there. But we had a good mix in the game. We had lots of variety in our game, Tom, you know what I mean? And listen, that was the difference then. I think we had lots of variety in the game.
I'm also joined here by Joe Gibbons, one of the veterans, the third championship. Joe, how does that feel?
Unbelievable, Tom. Sweet as yet. I dreamt about this, believe it or not, back in January. This wee man wasn't here the last time I won the Dr. Maguire, and I dreamt that I would take him up the steps this evening, and thank God I got there. But just about Kilcar pushes the top of our colour. Hey, we were out on our feet there then. We're just glad to get over the line.
And came in here today raging hot underdogs.
We didn't care about that, Tom. We knew in our circle we could win. And everybody outside the club doubted us. Our own supporters knew we could do it, but most importantly, the people inside our circle knew we could do it. We had the game plan. Gary and Michael had everything worked down to a T, and we stuck to the game plan. Thankfully, it just about got us over the line.
Yeah. A great first half. The goal, very important.
Yeah, well, I think Kilcar probably didn't know how we were going to set up, and hopefully, thankfully, we got the ball into Michael good and early, nailed a couple of times as well, and the scores worked off. But we knew there was a great breeze there, and we knew the second half was going to be a dogfight, and that's the way it proved with the heavy rain as well. But we're just absolutely delighted.
Thanks, Tom. Don't know what to say. I'm just kind of speechless, you know. I've never been involved in a victory like it, you know, kind of, I don't know, I suppose been written off so much and stuff like that, and I don't know, I'm just so delighted for, you know, the boys all year struggling in the league and stuff, but it was right then in the championship, and, you know, this is just Sidney Murphy there, I just can't believe it, you know. You know, no matter if you're 10, the big favourites, you still have to win it, and I mean, you know, I'm just delighted. I'm delighted for Gary, Michael.
Championship, it's hard to believe.
Never.
Rank with the All-Ireland.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best victory I've ever been involved in. All-Ireland was brilliant. I just cannot believe this.
I want to say, have a quick word with the manager as well, Michael Canning. Michael Canning is here as well. Michael, congratulations. How are you? And I'm sure you're feeling very good.
Yeah, it's just hasn't really sunk in yet, Tom, but it's an unbelievable feeling just to be standing up here looking down on the pitch and all the Glensway ones who stood by us all year, and it's a great feeling to be here now looking at Dr. Maguire.
And it's been a tough year, hasn't it, for Glensway?
It's been a tough year, but like, this is what you're in it for. You're in it for the big prizes, the big days. And we talked about it before we even come in here today. There was a few of the boys a bit nervous in the up at our meeting we had, and we said this is what we train for. This is the day we wanted to be. We want to be involved in these days, and thank God it went for us today, you know.
Yeah, and the game plan, you had it set out and it worked.
It worked, yeah. Well, you never know how things will go on the day, but we set out our stall. We said that we would implement our game plan. We wouldn't worry about Kilcar, and thankfully the boys did it to a T in the first half, you know. And
the combination in the first half.
Exactly, yeah. Going at half time, 4 points up was crucial. You know, we knew Kilcar were going to have a lot of pace in the second half, and that's what they did. They showed great character going back in the first 10 minutes. Scored a couple of excellent points, but we just had enough. The little cushion that we had, we just were able to keep it, you know. And the experience of the older guys, Neil, Kieran, Joe Gibbons, and these guys shone through in the last 10 minutes there, you know.
Look, I want a quick word with Michael Murphy.
Put him in, Tom. Just, best feelings ever. I just to win it, and to win it against the odds, and to be written off, and just to come out in the end up was just unreal.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, it has been a tough year for the club, you know, especially in the first half of the year. Really only got going for the championship.
That's fair enough. Fair enough, come here, but, you know, in fairness to the area, and in fairness to the club, and the group of lads as a whole, no matter whether it's a third team reserve game team or an underage team, there's a bit of a culture and there's a bit of a precedence there to just give it your all. You know, sometimes results don't go well for you, like they did for us in the league, but one thing that's always there is throughout the 60 minutes of any game with will play, we'll absolutely give it our all. If that can win a game for us, then well and good, but at least you come away with a clear head knowing that you've done it, you know.
You never know. Next year or not, you mightn't get a hold of it. It should be the last time you hold it, so you have to make it count, I suppose.
Great day for the club, obviously. Huge day.
Yeah, huge day. Thought after you won the first In fact, after he won the first Dr. Maguire, that Mahon would sort of lead it. But I think the way that this team was sort of written off coming into this game, and I suppose we always knew that we had every bit of a chance. It's a two-horse race. I suppose everyone else thought it was going to be easy enough for Kilkear, and I suppose rightly so, that the way they were playing compared to us. But I think this one, even as sweet as the first one, just the way that people were sort of writing us off and then to actually go out and win it, it's sort of special.
Was that a motivating factor for you?
Oh, definitely. 100%. Same as everything, I suppose. If people keep saying that you're no good or they write you off, it's only spur you on. And thankfully, again, I suppose Michael seems to do stuff in finals that he mightn't do all year. Another man of action. So it hurts in that goal. Of Kilkear had a weak line in their team at the full back line. We sort of tried to target that, and another day that ball might have broke or whatever, and just thankfully we got the goal, but only for the goal they probably would have bet us. Yeah, you're happy. We've been up by 4 points, but you always knew the way that they play and the way they played against Glenties, like 5-11, that a 4 point lead's not an awful lot against a team like Kilkear. And I suppose whatever breeze might have died a bit, but they had it in the second half, we had it in the first half, and we were sort of wary of that. We knew the job was only half done, and like we wanted that good start. We knew if they were nip and tuck or they were up by a couple of points, we knew that we were in bother. We needed to be ahead from day one. We needed to be ahead at half time and stay ahead, and that was the plan. And thankfully, that's what turned out, because if they had been ahead, it might have been a different ball game.
Yeah, and you had to dig deep to hold on, hadn't you?
Dig deep, we defended well. I don't know, it mightn't have been pretty to watch, but I suppose we'll not care about that if we have the cup. But yeah. We had to just sit back, and suppose the wet day might have helped us too. The ground.
How difficult were the conditions?
Oh, it was bad. It was sort of slippy because there was that dry for so long there that the water didn't even get down. It didn't even make it soft. It was still hard enough, but it was just sort of it was slippy, you know. But I think that helped us. If you got a hand on them when they're running through, it was sort of putting them off their tracks. If it had been dry, they would have kept playing on maybe and stuff. So we're lucky maybe with the weather too.